But I'm in the live music hub right now with Conan Moccasin. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How long has it been?
About 2 years.
2 years, because you came with Forever Dolphin Love,
yeah,
the first album.
Yeah, we played that song with two others, but we've got, so it was three of us.
Yeah, you kind of sprouted friends and
five of us.
Musicians.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We've got Matt behind me on drums, Nick on bass, Sophia on backing vocals, Conan there on guitar. Have you got your special guitar with you again?
The same.
Yes. Yeah. And Rory on keys as well. What's happened in those last 2 years then, in a nutshell, Conan?
Since then, we were just playing that last record for a long time, and then now just released Caramel, the new album, and we just started touring that record this month.
Did you play Brighton last night?
We played Brighton last night, yeah.
How was it?
It was great, yeah. It's really neat.
Your music would go with any place, but I imagine Brighton get it.
Yeah, no, it was good. All the shows have been really good, and we started in America and just come to the UK and just finishing the last date in London at Bush Empire on Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm. Do you ever get back to New Zealand at all?
I usually go back once a year, but not this year or last year. But we all went just over a year ago. That was the first time a lot of the fine young chaps played or been to New Zealand.
Did you like it, Nick?
Oh yeah, it was
great. Stand close to your microphone then, yeah.
It's the first time I've been over. It's nice. Want to go back and see a bit more of it?
Yeah, they didn't see much. They only saw Auckland.
Which is a beautiful city.
Yeah, but it's still very much a city, and I think New Zealand's got a bit more to offer than that.
I remember going there for the first time and arriving in the hotel back in the days of big, very money-filled record companies. You'd get to the hotel in New Zealand and have like straw presents that were made from New Zealand and all these things. So I always associate
made from flax.
Yeah, I associate New Zealand at least because I carried them around for years after. But so Forever Dolphin Love came out in 2010 or 11.
That's a bit of a confusion. Yeah, it came out twice, really.
Yeah.
I came out with a different name and cover in 2010 and then scrapped that and then started again 2011.
Good, but yeah. It's done amazingly well. And it's sort of, your sound is just, there's no one that sounds like you. But with this new album, Caramel, do you know all the time that I'm listening, I'm thinking Prince?
Yeah, right.
Do you listen to Prince?
I don't listen too much, but I like Prince. Yeah, he's great. I love... I think my main influences have been Michael Jackson and Jimi Hendrix as a child, yeah.
Mm.
And Prince was always around as a around that era as well when growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's brilliant.
Shall we hear some music?
Sure.
Which one are you going to start with?
Well, we were thinking we'll do I Make You Feel Shy to start off.
I love that one. All right.
You can join in if you like.
Oh, no, don't ask me to do that. No shot. This is Conan Moccasin, absolutely live, coming to you from Six Music.
Thank you. just waiting for you now.
That's Conan Moccasin playing live for us this Sunday morning. I want to ask you about the sounds and on Caramel, your new album. Isn't there a track which is it Body? The Sounds of the Body or something? What's the name of them?
It's Your Body part.
Yeah. Mm. It's the, like, well, tell me what you were trying to do with that track.
Well, it's quite a lot. It's basically one track that's quite long, maybe 14 minutes, but comes in parts, body parts.
And it's meant to sound like what it feels like to be in, you know, how you hear inside your head.
Sorry, what was that?
When I listen to it, it does sound like, you know, when you put your hands over your ears, the inner body sounds.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
That's not your concept.
No, it wasn't.
It's just my imagination. Oh, wow, that's brilliant. But as well, with the production sound that you've got, the phase-ins, that's sort of bending all these notes, it sounds like underwater sound as well.
Well, I like the water, yeah.
Is that intentional? Because of the dolphin
connection? Maybe a little bit,
yeah.
No, the last record I made at my parents' place, and that's right by the ocean.
Yeah.
So that's probably partly what, you know.
You don't go swimming with dolphins and
I
get
do,
inspired?
Actually.
You
yeah.
do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I love it.
Tell me more.
Well, you're not allowed to touch them. Well, you can if you like, but you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
What else do you know?
But you live in London now, so presumably...
Oh, I'm in Manchester at the moment now, but I've spent a lot of time in London, yeah.
Unless you spot Conor Moxon around the aquarium, sort of talking to the dolphins.
I haven't been, actually.
Do the click-click noises. So you can? Do you speak?
Oh, no, I can't, no.
And then the recording of the album, this new album, was recorded in a hotel room?
Yeah, yeah.
Have a whole conversation,
yes, yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Teach me more.
Well,
you can
means no.
Completely making it up now, yeah. Are you? But so in the hotel. So tell us a bit more about the setup. Do you just do it on your own there?
Yeah, just a basic setup. Really small recording studio setup. Yeah.
Mm. And the new album, Caramel, like you say, it's got some songs which are 14 minutes long. It's quite a concept album.
Yeah, I like albums. I don't like with iTunes and things like that, it seems that everything sort of, a lot of things are made around that and as single songs put in orders but I really like albums. I like thinking of the whole thing as an album, working on it as a whole piece rather than songs put in an order.
Mm. And the title, Caramel?
Just like the name Caramel as a record name.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to make a record that sounded like a record called Caramel.
Yeah.
And so then I started hearing...
The body parts.
All the body parts, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
To play with us again. I've been very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it was really neat last time.
What are you going to play now?
Well, this one is called I'm the Man That Will Find You.
Brilliant. Take it away.
Excuse me, I just tangled myself up.
Tunic on. Conan's got a marvellous tunic on. Is that from New Zealand or Japan?
Japan, this one.
You're not tied up in the cable with that, though, are you?
Yeah, it's caught up everywhere. We've got real problems.
It's a kimono, is it?
Yeah, is it a yukata or kimono? Yeah.
Yeah, very handsome.
I think this one's called a yukata.
Right. Let's hear it.
So we'll start this with guitar. Here we go.